Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Taking care of business. Business. I remember we used to use this one. Had a character on the program named Mr. Biz. His name was Mark Scheinbaum. He was a pretty astute, very astute guy, as a matter of fact. And we always used this tune as our intro to our business conversations. Let's get down to business here. Lots of items on the docket for the last day of August 31st. It is Thursday. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. There's a lot of stuff. Your fate hangs in the balance. What we say will determine life or death, up or down, in or out, left or right. Nah, I think we've had enough.
That is so much pressure.
Yeah, it is. Right, exactly. Yunga bunga. So 70 people are dead in a fire down in Johannesburg, South Africa. Did you see that? Early morning blaze there, 5-story building.
Wow.
Anything like that happens around the world, it gets people's attention, and often for the wrong reason. The reason that I would be interested in that story is not only the human implications, but how did it happen? It's kind of like, remember when those buildings fell down in Florida? How many years ago was that? Two, three years ago?
Oh, yes, yeah. The one that had already been violating different codes.
Codes, yep, yeah. So there was something to be learned from that beside the fact that it was a tragedy. It is, we learn from our experiences, hopefully. We learn from mistakes. We learn from things that are done not only to us, but by us. And that would be this something going on when there's a fire like that. Well, it's the same, I suppose. We could apply that to what happened in Maui. There is a lot of reason. I thought it was interesting that we had an email from somebody who lives over in Maui and who listens to the program. And we have, as I've said many times before, of the hundreds of stations that carry this program, thankfully, there are a couple on the islands. And in fact, the one that I have ownership in doesn't carry this program, interestingly enough. It's a music station. So we have Heidi and what's the other? There's two guys and somebody named Heidi, I forgot. I met her at the Grace's Map. Actually, she won an award with you. Very pleasant, but I don't remember who the two guys. Not important to the story, at any rate. So we have the focus on that tragedy. We have, is there a day that we can have that isn't tragic? Here's the note from Cindy J. Aloha, she writes. I wanted to say mahalo to you for your continued comments about Maui. Personally, we are luckier than some. We lost a store in downtown Lahaina called Moonbow Tropics. It was our biggest and best location. Sadly, had about 60% of our inventory. But the people there made it out, and they're okay. Having the celebrities like Jason Momoa and others, along with some local politicians telling people to stay away from Maui at this time, has hurt the island so much. We still have two stores, this lady and her family, as she's running about. So we're luckier than some, but they are so slow at the moment, and we're trying to keep our employees employed, along with paying our own rents and our food and so forth. And there are so many others in the same boat as we are, but we're focusing on our website since tourism has all but stopped. Again, thanks for your continued comments about the island. Maui is open. Lahaina is closed. So many have changed their travel plans to the other Hawaiian islands, so they're doing fine, but Maui is not. So I think I've said any number of times, probably every day, at least once, Jay, since this all started, how people got it wrong and how there was a lot of hoopla that was, whether it's intentional or unintentional, it still is a problem because it's not right. It's not correct. It's not fair.
Exactly, and it's a horrible situation in West Maui, but we are hearing this in the news, and a lot of people are being told, stay away, let them do their work, let them get the efforts going, and Maui is big enough that you still go to Maui. They really do rely on
tourism. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on there.
And even so much so that a lot of the tourists when in Hawaii and in Maui and on Maui that the tourists go to sleep at a certain time, you know what I mean? Because they're tired. And so they slash all businesses and restaurants and all of that, slash prices by like 8 p.m. to get the locals out just so that they can get rid of their daily stock because the fish, the seafood is so fresh. It's fresh caught every day. A lot of sushi restaurants will not carry anything over. They want to get rid of it. They can't just rely on the locals to spend money there. They need the tourism. And the fact that people are being told to stay off of Maui, go to the other islands, or change your travel plans altogether is so detrimental to what has happened.
They're being told to stay away from Hawaii, never mind stay away from Maui.
Yeah.
And one of the people that's getting it in the neck is Oprah. She's apparently purchased a couple of thousand acres of land on Maui, and she showed up to give aid to those people who didn't have any food, didn't have any shelter. This was, I think she was around for 4 or 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
But now she and Jeff Bezos, how do you say, Bezos? I say Bezos, anyway, are being blamed for the problems that residents have had to endure. There's a video clip floating around from a Maui City Council meeting, Jay. It took place last week. It's gone viral. One of the people there complaining about the lack of urgency to put the fires out, whether it was intentional or whether it was just that's the way business is. It does seem that there are a lot of confusing signals, not only putting the fires out, dealing with fires, but dealing with the advanced warning. That kind of stuff seems to have been, as we've said a number of times, awkwardly mishandled. So
every step of the way mishandled.
Yeah, right. So anyway, the people there think that Oprah has come with her teams of the videographers, and everybody's talking about this and.
And here's the flip side, like. Is that self-promotion? Is it she's trying, a lot of people are saying that she's taking advantage of the situation and all of this, but also, is she trying to show what's actually going on? Because there's not very many video, we see photos of the fire damage, but we're not seeing the videos and all of the people who are displaced and out of homes and don't have anything except from what Oprah's people are filming.
Yeah. Well, she's gained 100,000 new followers. As she's continued to do what she's doing online. I don't think she's the issue. I think oftentimes when people, I'm kind of neutral on Oprah.
Mm-hmm.
I've for a long time thought she was pretty cool, she accomplished a lot and has contributed a lot and helped a lot of people. So if there's a point here that maybe it's an awkward time for this, and is she taking advantage? Some people think she's still buying up land because the prices have gone down, and she's taking advantage of this situation. I don't have any facts to back that statement up. I'm just telling you.
Yeah, I don't see her as being opportunistic on this situation because she's not just talking the talk. She's actually walking the walk. She's donating money, but she's not just donating money and sending thoughts and prayers. She went there to help. To truly be there because that's a home for her. That's her second home. She loves that place. She loves it.
I don't know. The whole business of people and what they think. Here's somebody that posted, Oprah has been buying up land in Maui like crazy. 520 acres she bought for $3.89 million this year. 330 acres for $2.47 million she bought last year. Two 10-acre swaths of land for $100,000 each. In the last few years, he's gone from about 100 acres to thousands. Okay, so so what? It's funny how people have resistance to those, as you said, as she's bigger than life, and she contributes and helps, and sometimes she's helping herself as well as helping other people. That's kind of the way it is in the human condition. I'm over the overview. I'm kind of over that. But I'm looking at the overview of these disasters, whether it be what happened in Hawaii, and now a lot of people have their focus on the destruction that took place because of the hurricane, which is no longer a hurricane. Idalia? We pronounce it Idalia or Idalia?
I thought it was Idalia.
Anyway. So, became a tropical storm when it hit land. Did do a lot of pounding in Florida. We'll have John Harper from WMEO with us later on this morning to talk about the situation as they recover. Georgia, South Carolina now being hit. And there's a, thankfully, for you where you are in Ohio, Jay, and for where I am in Massachusetts, there's a high-pressure system coming down from Canada that's pushing what's left of that storm out into the ocean. So you and I and a lot of people from Ohio through Pennsylvania, Virginia, the whole Northeast Corridor is going to have beautiful, beautiful weather for the next, it could be 10 days, at least for a week anyway. So it will only impact us, what's happened there will only impact us by what we see and what we hear. And with a storm like this, there is destruction. And so that's kind of the way it is. And more people are focused on radio because of these crises. And it's kind of, it's come along at a time when there's this criticism or there's this focus on AM radio and whether to have it or not to have it, whether it should continue, what it does, blah, blah, blah. And yet, in every single instance where there have been problems in our country, as far away as off the mainland is Hawaii or what's going on here with these storms, the one stalwart, the one fixture, the one thing that's helped people are those who are using what's available on AM radio. Thank you. It's 18 after on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Doug Stephan here with a reminder about that fabulous opportunity I've been talking about for a couple of months where you can get 2 free nights in Las Vegas, and all you have to do is dial up this number, 800-419-DOUG. That happens to spell Doug, and you can spell it out with using the numbers 3684. So if it's easier for you, 800-419-3684, call that number right now and be one of the first 10 to get in, and you'll be on your way to having a great time. Couple of free nights, yours, in Las Vegas, by dialing 800-419-DOUG. What could be simpler? There's no contest involved here. It's just fun. Nobody's going to ask you for your name, your date of birth, all of that stuff. Nope. Just anticipate fun. 541 Travels has put this deal together, so latch on to that and them by dialing 800-419-DOUG. That's 800-419-3684.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, 23 after the hour here on the ever-focused. How do you like that, Jay? We're always focused on something. Yes, we have browser control here. This could be the name of the studio. Browser control, as opposed to, what is it? What do they have in Houston? They call it, I think it's Houston Control, right?
Ground control.
Ground control to Major Tom. All right, let's get into some celebrity news here from social media that's trending. The actor John Schneider has shared a story about the sad end of his wife's life. Her name was Alicia. And so this is a story. This is a great story, and maybe that's why it gets attention, because it's a great story. And the world is full of good stories, and we need more great stories. So if you're interested in what he said to his wife before she died, we'll have that for you right after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Ah, the Dukes of Hazzard.
Just a good old boy. Never meaning no
harm. This is the silliest program, and the movie was even sillier. They had, you know, those cars. What do they call them? What was the name
generally
of the car? Generally, yeah. They had 20. They owned 24 of those cars, and they wrecked at least two or three of them a week. But they were doing that program. I don't know how I found that. I remember holding on to that. I never have interviewed John Schneider, but he seems like a very nice, solid fellow. And this story is so sweet, even though sad, about his wife Alicia, who passed away. She had breast cancer. So he's been talking about the final moments that he had with his wife and what he said to her. So do you think this is a bad thing to do? Would you want somebody to do this to you?
No, I think it's beautiful, especially because he never lied to his wife. They had a thing that they didn't lie to each other. And his last words, essentially some of his last words to her were a lie, but she knew it. And I think it's the beautiful kind of lie. They had been together for nearly a decade, but they didn't get married until July of 2019 because of just a lengthy divorce from his previous wife. They had separated in 2014, finally divorced by 2019. But she had been diagnosed with breast cancer in May of 2019. Then a few months later, they were able to actually get married. She went into remission, thankfully, by 2020. Unfortunately, in 2021, when she was involved in a race car crash, she broke her back, and those scans that she had for her back showed that the cancer had returned and was a farther along stage, unfortunately. And the lie he told his wife was that, well, he told her the truth first, that it's okay for her to go. If she's tired, she's ready, it's okay for her to go. The lie part was that he will be okay, that he's okay, he will be fine. And he said that she knew that was a lie. He was so far away from being okay. Yeah. But it was one of those things of he told her the lie out of love so that she could go.
Yeah, well, that's it. You have to let go. Releasing is the most difficult thing to do, especially if you're really in love in that circumstance. But do you have a choice? No, you don't have a choice. So that's how you live with it and face the music, if you will. John Schneider in our focus here, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. According to medical research, living with a dog will help you lead a much more active life. Whether taking it for a walk or just playing around with the little bugger, every time you engage in those activities, it gives your cardiovascular system a healthy boost. As such, we see improvements in cholesterol count, blood pressure, and actual reduction in the use of prescription drugs in people who live with dogs. Even overall visits to the doctor's office, especially among people over 40, are reduced as well. Another health benefit associated with living with a pet is improvement in mood and mental well-being. This might be the most important benefit since many ailments are related to our attitudes and mindsets. Pets are also an excellent source of comfort and laughter and companionship. When your spouse or someone else is nagging your head off, there's no one better to turn to for consolation than your pet. Whether it be a dog or a cat, they will sit there, they will listen, and they won't judge your behavior. So the next time you're thinking about what can I do to be healthier, think about adopting another dog. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. What was once Hurricane Idalia remains a serious threat as tropical storm hitting southeastern North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center is warning of flash flooding. A tornado watch was issued earlier for parts of North Carolina until early this morning. Idalia made landfall as a major hurricane in Florida's Big Bend area yesterday morning. Folks on both sides of the aisle in Washington are concerned for Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He appeared to freeze for about 30 seconds yesterday while speaking with reporters at a speech in Covington, Kentucky. The incident is similar to an episode McConnell experienced at the U.S. Capitol late last month. Medical doctor Sanjay Gupta on CNN last night weighs in.
Obviously freezing, he's not saying anything, his face is sort of frozen in that position. But certain things like stroke or things like that are probably less likely.
Lance Pry, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
Who call the Vogues. And 5 o'clock world is about work. And as Labor Day weekend is upon us, many people have taken off already, Jay, who spend the last full weekend, long weekend of the summer. Oh, I don't even want to say that, those words. I want to get stuck in my mouth. Unga bunga. August the 31st. Coming up in a few minutes. Yesterday on the program, I have most of you who listen to me and have over the years know that I have some friends that I bring onto the program with regularity because they always have something to say. And there's probably nobody, Jay, maybe you agree with me on this, or maybe you don't. There are very few people who get more attention for what they do and have for decades than Uri Geller. Mm-hmm. And it happens that he and I struck up a friendship 30-some-odd years ago, and we've been close friends for, you know, 30-some-odd years. So he comes on the program once a week, and he talks about, he's a great promoter of his own stuff. And his own stuff is so interesting that it's great to listen. Get into his head.
His museum.
Right. Well, so he's been doing some research on aliens, and he's been pretty frank talking about the research that he's done and what he's found. And so in a few minutes, we're going to replay the conversation that he and I had yesterday, where he talks about a woman's private parts. This is not any woman. This is an alien. He has evidence. And so it's fun. It may annoy a few of you because it's a little, I don't know, is it too frisky, Jay, or is it okay?
We use medical terminology, so I don't know why anybody would have a problem with it.
Okay, that's it. We've done it, so he'll be along in a few minutes, and we'll all we'll revisit that conversation. Here's our thought for the day. What do we live for, if not to make life less difficult for ourselves and each other? It's another translation of my favorite expression and the reason that I'm here, and I think most of us are here. We're here to help in whatever way we can. So we're helping. Some people help more than others, and some, that's open to interpretation like a lot of other things. You know, some people don't want to be helped in certain ways. There are a lot of people who are focused on our planet's ecosystems and how we're going to survive. And I have said this many, many times. I think that we have more things to worry about. I think this is a good thing to focus on because it's about the health and well-being of people that live on the planet, for sure. But there are other things that are kind of getting in the way. And then this stuff comes up and it becomes political, and it ought not to be. I believe in real conservation. I recoil at the term conservative being used to apply to political philosophies, because most of the people who use the term don't even know what it means, and to have it applied, I find it ruffles my feathers, frankly. Conservation is something that, as a farmer, has been important to me throughout my life. Conserving the lives, saving the lives of animals, conserving the many hundreds of acres that I use for my farm to make sure that they continue to be used and to be healthy, that kind of stuff. And so, you know, the people who aren't conservationists, the people like the folks that run these power companies, they're not conservationists. If they were, they'd take better care of the things they have entrusted to them, that power grid and the power systems and the wires and the utility, all of that stuff should be better taken care of, and it isn't. Thus, we have the wildfires that have been such a problem, and they have been regularly, they have been responsible for these in many different occasions. The deaths of lots of people. They have blood on their hands. So don't tell me that, you know, we use this term and improperly apply it. There's nothing inspiring about using the term conservative when it comes to politics. Anyway,
wildfires can happen for various reasons. Yeah. That one spread significantly because of the weather pattern that was coming in. Mm-hmm. But we've seen time and time again the specific wildfires that have started from downed power lines. There are always PSAs that are happening of, if you see a downed power line, call 911. Yeah. Don't touch it, all of this stuff. And the fact that it even says, call 911, not even call the electric companies, like call 911 and report it so we can get make sure people get on it and keep everybody safe. There's already an urge of necessity. And the fact that it is still not clicking with some people that, like, hey, we need to really make sure that our power lines are good, they're solid, if they're going to be above ground, that there are no issues. Things can fall at any given time. A tree could fall on one.
You know, and that's the other thing, the fact that trees can fall on because they're all above ground.
Yeah.
And the power keeps going out when there are big storms, that sort of thing. It wouldn't happen if the power lines were underground. It wouldn't, you know, that's so.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Hold the thought for Mitch McConnell, who froze again yesterday in the middle of his press conference 81 years old. He was asked about running for re-election when he stopped speaking, and he just was staring at the audience. Kind of scary.
Time. Yeah, and he had that fall, sometime recently, where he hit his head. Is this related?
Yeah, maybe. All right, coming up in a few moments, Uri Geller on Good Day.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Let's welcome Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin, to talk to you about how to lose weight.
That's the ultimate goal, for sure. You know, a lot of other diets, you know, even the workout plans. I know a lot of people are doing meal plans. You buy the meals or maybe even injections and stuff. And some of that stuff you just can't maintain forever. The way Calitrin works is by rebuilding lean muscle tissue. It revs up your metabolism naturally the way that it did when you were younger. So you're able to maintain this weight loss and keep this weight off even after you get off of the product.
What's the deal at the moment as we're in the lazy, hazy, crazy days of summer?
We've got the dog days of summer sale going on, so it's discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So whether you need to lose 5 pounds or 135 pounds, it's a great sale to stock up and save on there. It's at toploss.com or call us toll-free 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
Use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, and you get free shipping. Elizabeth Miller here from Calitrin. I think I'm about to lose control of my program here. It's 43 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner and my pal Uri Geller. I was with somebody, some radio people, yesterday, and I was talking about you being on the program because we were talking about the program, what's in it, some of the people that are on as guests. And this guy looks at me. He's about 23, 24 years old, long hair, big beard. And he looks at me and he says, "You're not talking about that spoonbender guy, are you?" And I said, "Yeah, I am talking about that spoonbender guy." So here's the latest from Uri. If you go to his Twitter page or you look around, go to Uri Geller, his website, urigeller.com, you can see pictures of a female. I'm going to do this gently, or I'm going to let you describe the picture of the alien that you have put up on your Twitter page. Why is this a remarkable photo, Uri?
Well, it's remarkable, Doug, and hi, everybody who's listening, is because this photograph of the alien, if she's a female, has never been seen before, ever. And I got it from Whitley Strieber. Whitley Strieber is still a huge, huge best-selling author who wrote a book decades ago called Communion. Mm-hmm. He's a sophisticated scientist, and he claimed that he was abducted by aliens. Now, this photo was taken in a basement in Mexico and by the guard who was guarding on the building. It's spectacular for many different kind of
angles. Go ahead.
Don't worry, I won't mention the word.
Well, listen, go ahead. Why not? It's a part of the body.
Okay. I mean, it's a medical word, but this is the first time you actually see the vagina of an alien. Because people are always, why aren't aliens, what are they wearing? Because you just don't know whether they're female or male. Mm-hmm. And here, you can clearly see that. This is coming from Whitley Strieber, obviously. I mean, he explained me.
So are there women, alien females have breasts or no? They just have... How do we know?
You decide. Look at the photo. I mean,
I can just see the reviews now. Yeah.
Hey, guys, everybody who's listening to us, go to Twitter. Go to my Twitter is the Uri Geller. Have a look at the photo and then send messages to Doug and tell Doug what you think you see. But let
right,
me
send
let
him
me,
to Uri.
So, okay, send them.
Send them to me. It's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Tweet.
How many people who wake up this morning listening to this are figuring that they're going to hear Uri and Doug and Jay talking about the female private parts of
we're talking
an
about alien vaginas. Like, let's
alien
call it what it is.
Yeah. where else can you hear that? That's the scoop of the day. Uri finds an alien vagina film at 11. Or maybe not.
Unbelievable. I mean, Doug, when we met over 33 years ago, did we ever think that we are going to speak about aliens? No, forget the private parts now. Just aliens. I mean,
nothing surprises me when it comes to you. And so here's another one. This is one for the books. Apparently, Vladimir Putin has sent you a spoon. What's he looking for with the spoon?
Okay, so I had a show yesterday in England. It's very much like The View in America. You know,
yeah.
Barbara Walters and
those. Yeah.
So they have the same thing in England. But
are you in England now, or did you do it remotely from Israel?
Oh, remotely, via Zoom. But they are called Loose Women. They're not called The View. They're called Loose Women. And we were discussing aliens. And then suddenly, because I was standing next to my Cadillac. To those who do not know, I have a 1976 Fleetwood Brougham covered with 2,600 spoons, all belonging to very famous people. I mean, James Dean, Justin Bieber, Rihanna, Adele, Beyonce, you name it. And then I suddenly stopped and I said, guess what? Who sent me a spoon? And I took the picture of Putin, who was eating with a spoon on the photo. And I said, look, Putin sent me a spoon. Now, this went crazy. The girls were stunned. The four Loose Women could not believe their eyes. And one of them said, if I were you, I would send the spoon back to Putin. And I say, no way. I'm not sending that spoon back.
That's going to stay in the museum. Thank you very much. Did he send it to you to bend it? Why did he send it to you?
No, for the car, you know,
it's on the car. Oh, okay. All right, got it,
yeah. I placed it on the car now.
Yep.
And, you know, now on second thoughts, Doug, that you're mentioning this, maybe I should build a plexiglass kind of...
Yeah, somebody's
going to
want to... Yeah, if they know it's his, somebody's going to want to destroy it and grab it on the car and... Yeah, you're going to rip, rip it off.
This is so much fun, always so much fun speaking to you. And it's meaningful, always good information.
Right, exactly.
Something really
nothing better than an alien vagina to set off our day. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com. 48 after the hour here on Good Day.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So today at 53 after the hour is Eat Outside Day, Jay. This is food, farm, and family time. The human race has always eaten outside. Think about it.
Was it Al Fresca?
Yeah, you're right. The earlier times brought us the true meaning of Al Fresca. The choice to dine outside goes back to the medieval times when men would fuel up with a big meal, bread, meat, cheese, and then they go out and hunt to get more stuff so they could eat meat. Okay, so as we have matured, eating outside continues to be associated with hunting, oftentimes, at least as our country was being formed. The gentry would feast under large tents on the spoils of the day's hunt. And there are a lot of times, you go back in history, lavish occasions, the banquet may have been inside, but then they go outside to enjoy, the fresh air. There's a lot of people during the French Revolution that did this a lot. And then they would play outdoor games, right? The Germans had their beer gardens. So, anyway, I just thought it was interesting to focus on barbecues, right? This way,
yeah,
as we look at this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we start in Memorial Day, as people, oh, let's have a barbecue. Sometimes that gets to be the mainstay of the holiday. You know, I don't know. Labor Day for me, it should be about working because that's what it is. So we should be working on Labor Day, not taking the day off. And for the most part, not really even understanding. If you ask somebody who, let's say Miles' age, my grandson's age, I will ask him when I talk to him if he knows what Labor Day is all about and see what he says. And as you get older, do you think children, as they get to be teenagers or older, they really know or appreciate?
I feel like students know more than a lot of adults because you discuss it in class when it's coming up. It's kind of part of the lesson plan. And a lot of times the younger children, the elementary school age, there are these projects where it's just you color something or you kind of discuss it a little bit more. I feel like students will have more of a grasp on what Labor Day is than most adults.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, that's Eat Outside Day. Here's the usual recall time that we have on Food, Farm, and Family here on Good Day. A lot of perishable items being recalled by C&S Wholesale Grocers. They are a direct supplier for a lot of grocery stores around the country, including here in the Northeast, Stop and Shop. So this particular recall affecting stores all across the Northeast, New York, New Jersey, New England, several perishable items that ought not to be held at room temperature, perishable foods that apparently were exposed to earlier, like thousands, what, tens of thousands of cases of various products in question here.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the Stop and Shop Distribution Center in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut comes the recall of just basically their perishable foods. There's nothing specific here. It would be the things that you'd find in the open air market part of the store, right? Veggies and fruits, that sort of thing.
The kind of chilled sections, block, juices.
Right. Yeah. So check your refrigerator, expiration dates, bring it back. This is kind of like, this isn't bad as Trader Joe's, but certainly there's something to be concerned about. So bring the stuff back, get your money back, and get a differential payment, if you will. 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.